Picture three brothers from West Virginia. One fired from Blockbuster for stealing Fight Club, another who wore button-up shirts with tearaway pants in high school, and a third who went viral for eating a banana with the peel on. These self-proclaimed median-talented siblings somehow built an audio empire that topped multiple podcast charts and attracted millions of listeners. Their secret? Understanding that podcasting is deceptively simple at its core. Buy a mic, talk into it, record, publish, while mastering the nuances that separate amateur efforts from compelling content. In an industry projected to exceed $1 billion in advertising revenue, their journey from humble beginnings to required reading for aspiring podcasters, endorsed by Conan O'Brien and Paul Scheer, proves that authenticity and connection matter more than perfection. The medium has transformed dramatically since 2010, but the fundamental truth remains. Anyone can start a podcast, but creating one people actually want to hear requires intention, structure, and genuine respect for your audience's time. With 850,000 podcasts competing for attention, distill your concept into one shareable sentence. Anna Faris nailed it. Not great relationship advice from completely unqualified Hollywood types. Compare that to three brothers give bad advice, but it's funny. Specificity wins. Your underlying motivation shapes your show's identity, whether seeking fame, spreading awareness, or connecting with community. Podcasting is a long game, often requiring months or years before seeing growth, so passion must sustain you through the silence. The best topics emerge from genuine obsessions, the things you compulsively Google, the headlines you can't resist, the subjects you passionately explain to disinterested friends. Even if only 0.0002% of the world population shares your obscure passion, that's still 15,600 potential listeners. Don't be broadly focused like Entertainment Tonight. Dive deep into self-produced Beanie Baby collecting tips videos tonight. Specificity isn't just marketing strategy. It's your survival mechanism in a saturated market. Research existing podcasts to understand your space. Recap shows, expert perspectives, historical reviews. Differentiation comes from your unique angle. The Worst Idea of All Time reviews Grown Ups 2 weekly for a year. 99% Invisible finds remarkable stories in unremarkable design. Podcasting with someone you enjoy transforms work into conversation. Co-hosts provide different viewpoints, maintain flow, and create dialogue rather than lectures. Choose between permanent partners or rotating guests. Rotating guests bring fresh energy but make consistent rhythm harder. Limit shows to 2 to 3 hosts, 2 for information-focused content, 3 for comedy where hosts need time to formulate jokes. Including underrepresented voices creates better content through perspectives homogeneous groups can't achieve. Recording location matters. Same room recording enhances chemistry but may lead to visual cues that exclude listeners. Recording separately ensures everyone reacts to audio like the audience does and produces cleaner tracks. Establish consistent structure with clear intros, outros, and music that defines your aesthetic. Understanding microphone basics guides smart equipment choices. Dynamic mics are sturdy workhorses needing no power, reliable for studio and stage. Condenser mics capture more detail but require 48 volts of phantom power. Ribbon mics offer vintage sound without harshness. Recording patterns matter. Cardioid picks up sound from the front, ideal for individual mics, while omnidirectional captures equally from all directions, perfect for shared mics in quiet spaces. For connections, USB mics plug directly into computers with minimal setup but limited control, only one at a time. XLR connections require cables and an audio interface, but allow multiple mics and greater sound control. For beginners, a sub-100 USB mic works fine, but avoid cheap XLR mics. The Blue Yeti, $130, offers versatility with multiple patterns. For serious podcasters, the Shure SM58, $100, provides professional quality. Creating a recording space doesn't require a professional studio. Quick solution, record in a closet full of clothes. Otherwise, find a quiet corner. Top floors avoid footfall noise. Basements work if Wi-Fi reaches. record behind closed doors, and eliminate ambient sounds like AC, fans, and PC noise. Control reflections with acoustic panels, bookshelves, moving blankets, or rugs. Don't neglect comfort. Uncomfortable chairs, extreme temperatures, and clutter affect performance. Check your mental state before recording. If stressed, anxious, or tired, reschedule. During sessions, avoid business talk and notifications. Close unnecessary programs and place your phone across the room. Remember, you're creating content for actual listeners. Small transgressions like extended silences or low energy drive them away. Bring more energy than everyday conversation, like telling a story to a room full of people versus one friend. Aim to fascinate, thrill, or inspire. For topic-based shows, establish criteria subjects must meet. Choose topics you genuinely care about. Nothing is more boring than someone discussing something they don't care about. Good podcasting requires splitting attention. Your front brain listens and responds, while your back brain develops your next contribution. Editing is the podcaster's superpower. This ability transforms your approach, no longer needing perfection in the moment. When disruptions occur, pause, handle them, and resume. Save your raw audio before editing. While editing transforms good recordings into great ones, it can't salvage fundamentally bad episodes. Edit in multiple passes. First, remove anything not for public consumption. Second, listen through entirely, marking edits rather than making them immediately. Ask yourself, is this 5 minutes worth 5 minutes of someone's life? If not, cut it. Podcast directories like Apple Podcasts don't store your show. They point to where it lives. A hosting service provides server space and creates the RSS feed directories used. When choosing a provider, evaluate fees, statistics, advertising options, stability, website generation, embeddable players, and support. Charts value newness and growth alongside size, giving new podcasts visibility. Success requires respecting listeners' time through quality sound, ruthless editing, and preparation. Create a dedicated email address. While social media works, email enables deeper, private conversations. Early on, respond to every message possible. Thank positive feedback and appreciate constructive criticism. Responding kindly to trolls often converts critics into fans. Wait until your audience requests merchandise before creating it. Only 12% discover podcasts through merch. Its real value is fostering connection with existing listeners who want to identify fellow fans. Crowdfunding rewards dedication over size. 500 listeners giving $5 monthly generates $30,000 annually, far exceeding what small audiences attract from advertisers. Choose lump sum campaigns or incremental funding like Patreon. Offer digital rewards, bonus episodes, live streams, newsletters, rather than physical goods for easier production and genuine value. The most important step is simply starting. Record something, anything, then improve through iterative feedback. Real learning happens through doing. Setting up your microphone, editing your first episode, publishing your show. Make something, analyze it, improve it, repeat. This prevents the perfectionism trap that stops aspiring podcasters from launching. The McElroys started with a Rock Band microphone and a $15 Walmart headset, building their podcast into a multimedia empire. Their success came from authentic listener connection and consistent improvement, not expensive equipment. They treated listeners as individual people with valuable time, not mere download numbers. This approach thrives in today's media landscape, where audiences easily detect inauthenticity. When listeners feel genuinely valued, they become natural ambassadors, sharing your show and building organic communities. The podcast revolution isn't about technical perfection or celebrity. It's about authentic voices finding their audiences. Your voice, perspective, and obsessions matter. Someone's waiting to hear exactly what you have to say. Stop reading, start recording, and join the revolution.